90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to apologize for the audio quality this week. As I mentioned on Monday, I'm on vacation, and so starting next Monday, the audio quality will improve dramatically. But what we talked about all week is this idea of fear in the workplace. And on Monday, I suggested that the biggest impediment to creating a great work environment is this fear that people have of work or at work. And this fear causes people to justify what they're doing, to suck up to their superiors, to do things to cover their asses so that they justify their position. Because and all the CYA activity comes through fear, right? There's fear of repercussions, fear of justification, fear of what if I don't do this, what's going to happen to me? And if we really and truly want to create a work environment or a great work environment, we have to think about how we can alleviate some of that fear, how we can give people the freedom to focus on what's important and not self-preservation, which is really what we're talking about here. And on Tuesday, we talked about making merit the basis of a promotion. When somebody gets promoted in an organization, nobody should question it. It should be, yeah, you know what? That makes sense. That person did an amazing job and they were ready for this thing. And so if it's all merit-based and it's not based on, well, who has a better relationship with the boss or who's closer or who did the best job sucking up, none of that should be an issue. It should all be based on merit. And once you make people, if you make that known, now we have an even playing field. And now it's all about performance in the role. Another thing that really creates fear is just bad attitudes in the workplace. This can come from the top of the organization, the middle, or the bottom. But if you can eliminate some of the bad attitudes, right? And some of it can come through coaching, but also some of it has to come through managing those people out. There are certain people that just aren't a good fit. And if they're bringing on negativity and they're affecting other people around them, you know, sometimes there's no other choice but to look at you know, moving forward. And that sometimes means separating yourself from some of these people. And if you're in a position of management, it's something that you have to think about. Complaining is a lot of the basis for bad attitudes. And if you're going to complain, have a solution. Don't just complain for the sake of complaining. Nobody wants to hear that. If you're going to complain, what is your solution to fix the problem? So next time you're going to have a complaint about something, think about that before you decide to open your mouth. And I think you'll come up with something that makes sense. We got into on Thursday or Wednesday talking about rallying behind people in their time of need. And this is really, if you want to create loyalty in an organization, when you see somebody fall on hard times, especially a health-related issue, and you are able to help rally behind them and support them, letting them know that their job's waiting for them when they get back, and showing support. And in the case of my organization, I gave the example of some people that were diagnosed with cancer and how the entire business rallied behind them, right? By getting involved in one case, it was a corporate challenge where we literally had hundreds of people sign up, get shirts with the person's name on it, and run in their honor. Those are the kinds of things that people never forget. It's great for the employee, it's great for the family, and it's great for other people in the organization to see that kind of support, and because it really is a testament to how great the organization and the people really are. At the end of the day, when we talk about having, you know, eliminating fear in the workplace, it comes down to creating a culture of mutual respect. People at every level are treated with respect. It dramatically reduces that fear. And it begins with the acknowledgement that everybody has something to offer and nobody is truly better than anyone else. Yes, you may be more junior than someone. Yes, you may have a better title than someone else, or you may have greater responsibilities, but that's not justification for disrespect. Honor the people around you, above you, below you, within the workplace. And that is that great first step to really creating an environment where you eliminate fear in the workplace. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, think about the fear that exists in your workplace. And if you're in a position to alleviate that fear or some of that fear, do what you can to move things forward and to improve the work environment for everybody around you.